dating post-COVID.
Dating post-COVID. It ain't got nothing to do with COVID. Actually plays into the game that we're going to play, too. It's like, is this a, what type of conversations are we having now in early dating? Yeah. Like, and I feel like this is really needed. So yeah,
that's what it's about. It's about dating communication and
dating communication.
How it goes. That's what the conversation is about.
For sure.
So how do y'all communicate when y'all date? Y'all can get y'all questions, or if you can ask a question, we can answer it. What are some questions you ask when you're dating a person in on your first date? What are the type of questions y'all ask? What are the type of things you're trying to understand about the person, or what are the type of things you want to be understood about you to that person? So, what are y'all asking on first dates? What are you?
What are you even asking in your dating apps too? Like, what type of conversations are you having? Because I know if you're on Tinder, you're probably just trying to swipe and get the buttons. So first and foremost, I think you're gorgeous. Not to sound so cliche, but facts are facts. Secondly, I'm very interested in your financial literacy endeavor. I literally just completed my accounting degree this past May. I love numbers and anything finance. Next, what's your story? What is it you're wanting to take away from this app? While I'm smart enough to not put all my eggs in one basket, I'm not in search of a pastime, nor am I looking to waste any. What's your relationship like with God? Now that I'm wanting, not that I'm wanting to domesticate you, but can you cook? Any past traumas I should be aware of? Any outside influence that would be considered a deal breaker to the obvious? Me personally, I do have an 8-year-old daughter who is my absolute world. She resides in Florida with her mother. And lastly, you might hate this one, but it's perfectly fine because at this point in my life, I'm being very transparent. My primary profession as of right now is government contracting. He's in the Air Force. I'm gonna skip over his, you know, DDD because you don't even know his life. But I'd be physically unavailable for the next 90 days because I've been selected to head out to Lebanon. I'm definitely real, and I'm available to video chat whenever, call whenever, willing to drop my location, and whatever else make you feel comfortable. Nothing fishy, it's just my career. Maybe even some virtual dinner dates until then. I do understand I or my career may not be ideal for everyone, and I'm okay with that. Anyways, I'll stop here. I hope to hear from you soon. If not, it was definitely nice crossing paths, and I wish you the absolute best in all you do. If you do respond, am I allowed to ask you, are your eyes real?
It's long. You know what? You want to know something? I was thinking, like, I didn't know he said all that. God damn. He was talking a lot. Nah, but.
Said, oh, Lord.
But, all right, so hey, begin.
You put everything on the table.
Now, tell me, guys, how do you feel?
That's too much for the first combo.
And, ladies, let me know, what do you think about that? What do you feel that he said? What did Jess say? Let me see. I can't read it. She's too far away. What did it say?
Run away fast.
Tell her to run. Why, Jazz? Elaborate. Why?
Why do you think she should run?
Let me give you my take while she's
on.
I'm going to bring Jazz on live.
You need to come on live and tell us why. Wait until she send a request.
Nah, I got her.
She might be in a bonnet. You never know.
Air Force red flag. No, not.
Air Force is the red flag. She got a thing against military dudes, so she's definitely not trying to date somebody in the military.
But check it out. All right, people.
But let me get my side first as a woman. Here's what I think about this message. I told my friend to just at least send a message and say, you know, I appreciate this, and, you know, maybe we can be friends or whatever just to, you know, chat. And then, you know, maybe we can consider, like, a coffee or something like that when you get back. So that way she leaves the door open but not closed. She felt like it was like a template message that he was sending out, you know, like maybe he saw someone he's interested in, he sends this template out to everyone because it seemed really well calculated. But I was like, some of the things were kind of like real specific, but maybe he just added those little things in there as he went, which is possible. It's nothing wrong with a template.
Well, I don't see nothing specific, actually.
You ain't see nothing specific?
Nothing wrong with having a template.
Right.
Jazz!
Hey, Jazz.
Hola. Tell me why you said run away.
Because he's doing too much. It's too much. Like, you don't know. You don't even know if she likes you. And you're like, past traumas, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. It seems like a tactic to lay everything on the table to cover up BS. But I also don't like military men. So, you know, whatever.
All right. Can I respond to that? All right, peep. This is what I see about it. He asked about past traumas, and then he said, "Me myself, I have an 8-year-old daughter." So he's asking you, "Do you got kids and a baby daddy that I need to worry about?" That's what he's really asking. So now, at the end of the day, he may say past traumas. You may dig into the nuances of it, like it's deeper than that. But he's really only saying, because he said, "Me myself," right after that. So he's really saying, "Do you got some people I need to worry about?" Because he said, "What's the dynamic between?" your relationships. He said something before that, before you mentioned that he was the trauma thing. So about what he's after. He looked like a guy that said, I'm not here to fuck around. I'm not here to kick it. I'm not here to date. I'm looking for my lady.
He kind of gets to the point.
Yes, and he's like, and if it is a template, it's like, these are the girls I'm going to send that to. And he may still be specific because, right, he may still be specific about who he's sending that template to. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. It's like, yo, I got everything I want to say. I'm not going to keep typing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, yo, I'm going to copy and paste this to these three because those are the three that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. After that, bro, I don't care what the rest talk about. And I may chit-chat with the rest, but I'm not going to send them this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let them get too deep because these may be some one-and-dones, but these look like, based on their career, based on what they're into, based on their looks, I'm going to say, I'm kind of feeling this, right? This look like where I could fit. And to me, that's the type of man he seemed like. Yeah, like.
So, Jess, would you prefer a guy send you a message that just said, hey, beautiful, what you up to, versus something like that?
Facts, hi, John.
No, I mean, no. It's good that he's being detailed. Honestly, the Air Force thing threw me off.
So if he wasn't in the Air Force.
Look, she's being biased.
Okay, let's say he worked that cookout.
She's biased. So that's me.
Let's say he worked that cookout then. Let's say he's not in the Air Force.
That's even worse than me. I don't know.
What? Why is that worse?
That might be. Okay.
At least the Air Force is a steady, current job and it's high paying. Like, at least you know somebody that can provide for you. Cookout ain't doing nothing.
About being current and providing. Yes, I'm just saying. Military.
What type of relationship you looking for?
Big old red flag.
Okay.
Why is it?
Y'all
somebody
know
said underground says
I've never dated a military man, so I want to know why.
Me neither, so I don't know what you're talking about. You got to explain to me. Like, he says a lot on the table at one time, underground.
Oh.
Underground kingmaker.
He said cheating?
What up?
Everyone the cousin is watching this. Najee, you in the Air Force. Come up here and tell him how
to
go.
How what go?
Oh, Najee in the Air Force? Uh-oh.
They just feel like military men do the most.
Najee, request to join.
Uh-huh. And then, just all came shattering down.
Now, how many people you ran into that was specifically like that, that specific quality?
Well, I try to avoid military men, but I mean,
because of
I mean,
one?
Women that dated them, and, or you mean people that been up front?
No, I'm saying that you just described it as, oh, he was cool at the beginning, and then all of a sudden he went left. And you think it's because of the military. So if that's the, if you're drawing a conclusion to an identity of a profession as military men are like this, I'm asking how many in your path, in your specific experience, have you dealt with that did that same exact thing?
Oh,
yeah. With me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Two. But I know other people that have dealt with them, and it's the same thing. And my cousin need to come up here and tell you.
So what's specific?
Is your cousin a girl or a guy?
What is specific about the man?
It's a guy? Okay.
What is specific about the man that you're saying? What is the quality that you're thinking?
I'm just saying. Like,
are they liars?
Like,
are they manipulators?
She mentioned cheating. Like, you didn't hear that part.
You said they cheat?
Yeah, you didn't hear that part because she was talking. But she said it's like a series of cheating that men in the military be doing.
I don't think that has to do with the military. I just think that's the type of person it was. In my opinion.
But a lot of them do it, though.
People.
I get it. She can have a bias towards military men.
Let me ask a question.
That, with the men and women in the military, it goes down.
Right.
I don't know.
Both
I've never
ways.
Dated someone
because you got to look at proximity.
Truck drivers. Proximity
is why people cheat. You know what I'm saying? That's the most common cause for why people cheat is proximity. So at the end of the day, if you're away from your family for months on end and away from your loved one and away from being close to somebody for months on end, and then there's someone who's close to you and you have chemistry with, most likely you're going to get fly with them. So I'm not going to say they're above cheating. I'm saying the nature of the job is conducive to the behavior. So now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I can understand why that would be a thing. Like she said, truck drivers, proximity. So we're talking about how close you are with somebody, how frequent you frequent this person you are close with. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I think that's a characteristic thing and a loneliness thing and a human flaw, not a military flaw.
That makes sense, but it just does happen a lot in that field. So all I'm saying is you should just tread lightly.
Tread lightly. Right, right.
I get the statistics may be high in that
in that particular field
of profession. I do get what you're saying.
You think we should definitely get your
so
cousins.
So I'm talking about relationships.
We should definitely get
bro.
Your cousin's input on that too, if he's willing to join.
Imagine if you're still up here, come up here and tell him how it go.
He's not gonna admit to cheating on lies.
Two isn't enough. Facts, Ty, that's what I'm talking about. Two isn't enough, bro. To label everybody like that, I don't think two is enough. It could be a coincidence that makes people feel interested.
But there are other people that have been through it as well.
She included all other experiences around her.
Now, Ty, join the live if you wanna.
We got some girl perspectives. We gotta get some guy perspective too, because that is hilarious.
I mean, Jazz is right, though. I'm very biased, so I'm not gonna say I'm women too.
The profession may be conducive to the behavior. I think it's like it's because of the profession, not because of it.
Oh, you can have multiple people?
Yeah, we had like four.
His ex-wife.
This is my brother, Ty John.
Oh, yeah, see? What up, Ty?
What's good?
What up, man? What you got that? What was you saying on your, what was you texting?
I was saying, like, I was listening to what she was saying, and I'm like, all right, I get it. I just caught on. So, basically, she's saying that it seems like too much of a coincidence that everybody that she deals with, and that her and her friend, which is still a small amount of people, right, it could be a coincidence that they be military, but what is attracting you to these people that's military that haven't had the same habits?
No, I'm not attracted to them. I got Duke. That's not
what I got Duke.
You got Duke when she was attracted at first. Though.
Right. Got Duke. How you get Duke?
He didn't tell you.
Those men are probably attracted in certain things that they're seeing from you, and it's just a coincidence that you think that that's what military men do. I know military men, that's the opposite. They get it done to them.
Right.
Danny, thank you. We are actually addressing your question.
Yeah, the military man be working, saving, protecting the country, and his wife at home knocking down the mailman. Right. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's like
knocking down the mailman, Lord.
Or getting knocked down by the mailman. How you gonna put it? Getting knocked down.
Horrible. Like, she masculine as hell. Yeah. She knocking down.
She may be knocking them down. Women be strapping up.
You know, oh God.
I'm playing. Nah.
Horrible.
But I'm saying.
Horrible. What if somebody said, well, Ty, what if somebody said all rappers cheat?
Right, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But it's
see the lifestyle. See the lifestyle, right? Before I put it like this, I probably got further than what I've ever got in music wise right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Which it's hard. But when I have no attention as far as only me being music, that's when I was the most hoish nigga you could think of.
Underground said the Amazon driver now. Facts. Dropping all packages.
I'm done.
I'm not. I'm in my house every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm family oriented. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about the women now. Like, back when I wasn't, like, a rapper or anything like that, I was going crazy. I was a regular nigga.
Yeah, a regular degular nigga.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a human thing, not a military thing. I think it's more about these people feel lonely or feel disconnect. You got to think about the type of person he was. If you was dating him, I don't know if you date him long enough to experience the type of person he was to know if he needs affection frequently. Because if he does, that person's more likely to cheat if y'all spend time away from each other. So, like, I'm saying that's a characteristic in the individual, because everybody's not like that. Some people can say, I don't got to see you, and you know I love you, and we ain't got to talk all the time, and you know I love you, and I'm going to always be there. But some people need close interaction more often. They need to be affectionate often, like day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis. So if he's not getting that, of course he's going to cheat. I'm going to think, If you dating somebody, and this is for everybody out there, if you dating somebody that's extremely affectionate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't deliver affection to that person all the time on a frequent, consistent basis, guarantee that person's gonna cheat on you eventually. Just give it time. All it needs is time and space. I'm not saying that person's wrong, or I'm not saying that person's right for doing it. I'm saying it's almost inevitable, because that person needs that to feel connected. So if you're not showing them that connection, or if you're a person that's more distant in a relationship and you don't really want to be touchy and lovey-dovey, you don't want this. But this guy, your man is like, no, I need that. That's what makes him feel love. Why wouldn't he cheat if somebody's over here giving it to him? That's almost like y'all don't match. These two people match. Like, so you're, in my opinion, the person sitting there trying to hold on to that person is out of pocket. If you know that, if you can't satisfy or sustain the amount of love to show this person to be with them, if you can't do that in any relationship, one way or the other. It don't matter which way you're talking about. It could be man versus female, female versus man. Say, I'm different. Listen what I'm saying. I'm not saying people don't do that. I'm saying emotions can go like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's the biggest thing I'm saying is the emotions will allow you to go that way. It's like, you'll just start rattling off. I know guys, I was just talking to you about a guy that did that to me. It was like, bro, he started rattling off things and none of it was coherent to the point that we're addressing in the conversation.
Because that's the thing.
You said 20 different things and these 20 different things mean 20 different things.
But,
so let's start at one.
I get that, but sometimes
tackle
people
one,
be
let's
mad
tackle two next.
And people be holding stuff in and then when it's time to hit the argument floor, they ready to just throw it all out there because they're like, man, I've been holding this back and I had this to throw at you. I ain't throw this at you then. So matter of fact, let's just put it all out there right now. And
that's
women, we're good for that because
that's the wrong way to keep
it. We got that kind of time. Like, we've been keeping tabs of everything and we're like, you know what, I'm gonna let that slide. Cause things, sometimes we be letting things slide. We be like, you know what, it's fine. I'll let that go for
it
now.
Fine,
I'll let that go for
later.
Now. But then when you do something that's like here, that's at the level where it's like, oh my God. Like now it's like, you know what? I ain't even say shit about the shit I could have said shit about. Now let me throw that shit at you too because right. Now you done pissed me off. Right. I got to run down the list of everything that happened.
Listen,
like, listen. Back in June 24th of 1925,
I got all
you
the,
really
what?
Pissed me the fuck off this day.
What?
Like, and then don't even bring me to September the 23rd. Like, that's when you really was.
Listen.
We
like,
got to
what?
Right at 9:25 at 6:08, and you was wearing a red shirt. Like I know, like it's you gotta go in. Then and that's when you just gotta keep up. What you say?
That's not a problem to me. If you hitting, you know, facts with facts, and that's fine. I get it. You be holding stuff in. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes you don't even want to start an argument.
Right. That part.
But don't just be telling me that I'm doing something and you ain't got no time, you ain't got no
examples. Facts. Like, I'm good for prove it. Tell me when. Don't just say something.
We got proof in
prove
the pockets.
Nah.
We got to prove that out the back.
Nah, prove
receipts.
It. Tell me when I did that.
We stay with receipts.
Tell me when I did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tell me the conversation and the context. Don't just throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I'm big on that. I'm big on, okay, if that's the truth. Tell me when. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're saying.
That's when she go into her pocket and tell you when it happened.
Right. But I'm really saying that's not a proper way to communicate because now you're distracting from the root problem that we started the conversation with. Now we're over here talking about the past. Now we're over here talking about when you did this. And it sounds like tit for tat. So now we're arguing. It's like, bro, we're not here for that. We're trying to address this one issue at this one.
You do that too. You bring up whole things and stuff as references to something that bothers you.
No, I bring up. I bring up references to something that you said that is bothersome to the idea you're trying to project. So it's like, okay, if you're going to say that, are you saying that you remember when this happened? Well, how does that match up with what you're saying right now? That's what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say you're contradicting yourself because before you said this at this time. So now you're saying this. These two things can't exist in the same person. So it's either... Which one is
what'd
it?
What'd you say?
Because I was following the old rule. I was following this last thing you said. Uh-huh. And then now you're saying a new thing about the same concept.
I get
so
it,
now
but
the
all
new
of that
thing
is still past. In this past thing.
No, I'm saying that's
a lot of people don't understand concepts. You see, I like what you said right there. A lot of people don't understand concepts. They understand problems. See, you can do things certain different type of ways, but it all has the same concept. If you don't get the concept of what a person is talking about, you can... fucked up in many different type of ways.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're throwing a conversation over here. Now the conversation
but it's the
is
same
left.
Conversation. Like I can bring up multiple references, but it's the same point that you're like say the whole point is you're inconsiderate. I'm gonna bring up multiple ways in which you were inconsiderate and bring all those moments up and all these different times you did it, but I didn't say nothing about it those times until the time you were ultimately inconsiderate, and now I'm gonna be like, but you're inconsiderate in all these other ways too. So now all these other things are coming out.
Right, but that ain't the way it's coming out. You may be. What do you say?
You don't wanna. I'm big on it. Like I said, back for back. All right, I get it. It might sound like tit for tat because we might be trying to get at the same point. So when you go on your reference bag, I gotta go in my reference bag.
See, now that's tit for tat.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I try not to do that, bro. I ain't gonna say I can't agree with you. I try not to do that. I don't want to go back and forth. I'm trying to make one point. And this one point I make and address it with, it's like this. If I said, I'm gonna write it, I had a paper to write on Martin Luther King's I Had a Dream, right? And a concept about what the dream was. So my title, my journal is Martin Luther King said I had a dream and it was a dream deferred. So if I look at it The conversation is about the dream being deferred, not about what he said about having a dream. So now, in the conversation, you may get lost in the fact that I quoted Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream, and then you start talking about, well, Martin Luther King said he had a dream that all men could be created equal. It's like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that was an idea that he learned after the fact that it was not the right idea, the way to go about it, right? You know what I'm saying? Like his direction to go about it, he figured out along the lines after he made that statement that maybe my approach should be different. You know what I'm saying? It should be more like the approach of Malcolm X. He said that after he had the I Have a Dream speech, but then that's when he got killed. He's gonna make another speech about that. Like, you know what? Malcolm X's demeanor about his approach may be a little off, but he's on the right track. Is that us as black people need to have our own shit, not mix it. Like, he started thinking like, wait, so now, then they killed him. So most people believe that he got killed for changing his mind and going about to do a speech about the change of mind, because he had more masked people than Malcolm X. So it's like, now you had to look at that. So I'm like, oh, was it a dream deferred? So now I'm really talking about how he feels he's incorrect, but you want to talk about how with the speech he did make, that ain't the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, that be my thing. It's like, bro, we're going to either talk about the point of what I'm talking about or the point that I mentioned to make an overall statement. So I don't want to get lost in the actual analogy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, don't worry about the quote. My fault. Don't worry about the quote. I don't want you to think about that. Say that again.
If that's the case, like, if people are trying to stay on point during an argument or whatever, then, like, you have to address things when they happen.
That's me. Like, I'm addressing every time. But that's what I'm saying. For me, I don't got backup stuff.
It's still a concept, though, at the same time. Like, if you say you want to bring up things, a lot of times what happens is when an argument happens, it's because somebody got pissed off at somebody. Usually, arguments don't be like, okay, we're both going to be mad at each other. We're both going to head to it.
Facts.
So usually, somebody did something, and then somebody felt some type of way.
Right.
So that's usually how the dynamic goes. Right. What this conversation needs to be is this person is feeling some type of way. It doesn't need to be like, I'm angry, this is what you did, this is what happened. It needs to be, what you did made me feel this type of way.
Right. And then there should be remedy after that, right?
Facts.
If you didn't do anything, if you didn't do that again because it made me feel this way.
Right, that's it.
Depending on what you have to support that in the background, mm-hmm. is what happened that made you feel that way.
Exactly.
So the point is just the feeling.
In the argument.
Exactly. So if the feeling is brought
Thank
up,
you, sir.
The person
Thank
listening
you.
Should.
You want to rebut, you want to argue, you want to be like, well,
yes.
no, I want to, I didn't.
You better listen carefully.
That's what you did.
No, that's what you did all the time.
No, this is the whole point.
When I come to you with a feeling,
listen to what it feels like.
You only bring up feeling when I bring it up.
Oh, my God.
And then move on.
Facts.
Uh-huh. And don't you feel
Facts.
Like...
Facts.
Exactly.
Thank you, brother.
Don't
Thank
you feel
you, brother.
Like there should be... I know why he... I don't even know why he clapping. Because he the main culprit. Because, like, I come to the table with, this is what's bothering me.
No.
He got to bring up... So, do you remember when I brought this thing up? And, like, this thing, like, he bring up his concepts of, like, I told you this will be an issue later on in life. So, now you got to deal with it. So, ain't no remedy there. Ain't no solution.
No.
We're butting heads.
This is two different things, what he's saying. His point, his point of what he's saying is more like this, right? So I'm going to give you
I'm not saying what he's saying.
No.
I'm saying what I'm saying.
Right. You're saying something totally different. We're having the same conversation we're having.
So I'm thoughts.
That's fine. You can add a thought. Let's finish this conversation first.
We are.
Okay. So let's continue having this exact conversation. What
we're
he's saying.
Having this conversation.
He is saying if someone brought up or addressed a thing that was wrong, You this is something you say about me. Mm-hmm. I address every little thing. That's what you say about me. Mm-hmm. So now, if that's your idea of, you say you always starting. So listen to the start. He said that a person feels a way and a person has a way to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can respond to one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can respond with the remedy or you can respond with rebuttals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he just...
Mm-hmm.
If you respond with rebuttals, that's where the clash comes in.
Ah.
It's because I don't need you to respond with a rebuttal.
Uh-huh.
I need you to respond with the remedy.
You're right.
So now,
and that's what I'm telling you. If I respond with a remedy, but still
but
get more,
no, you get mad that I say anything.
Rebuttal,
no,
you, know,
you
like,
get no, you get mad that I say anything in
the
first place.
The progress.
No,
it
you get mad that
progress.
I say anything. You be
but
like, yo, why y'all picking that
just
little stuff?
Keep they
that's
foot
how you
on
respond.
Your neck. And that's what happens.
No, because you want to. No, because the first thing out your mouth, Pete game, the first thing out your mouth is not, you know what, my fault. The first thing out your mouth is, I ain't do that. No, what you talking about?
That's not my first response, and you a damn lie.
Yes.
I'm like, can
that's
I,
cool.
So we can, so I can receive
that's
this
cool.
conversation better. Like, yeah. can we bring this down to a little
that's
bit
cool.
so that we can have a conversation and
right.
make sense?
Right.
But sometimes people make excuses, and they say they gotta yell, they gotta be loud.
No, I don't. So no, like, I don't make excuses for it. I said, if you're not like, is my natural response to people not hearing me is to talk louder. So if I think you're not listening, I'm going to just keep, I'm like, yo, are you listening? Like, listen, that's just, I don't know why I do it, but that's naturally what I go to first. It's like, you're not listening. So I talk loud. I'll say a little louder because I know I mumble. So now at the end of the day, people, I've heard that throughout my whole life is that this, you said it too low. So I always, oh, you didn't hear me. So I talk louder. So now if I'm in a conversation and you're not catching the point of what I'm saying, I immediately go, let me repeat that at a louder tone. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's what you're taking as. I'm
okay.
getting loud. I'm saying, no, I'm trying to talk loud.
Like, Jazz is the nicest person in the world, right? Don, I think he's one of the nicest people in the world. It looks like y'all two are nice people. But we all got that switch.
Right.
I admit that. And sometimes when you're in a good mood and you're peace, you have it. You honestly get aggravated when the next person is mad. So it's mad. You're mad that person mad. So your rebuttals or your response aren't going to be right all the time.
Right.
You're like, yeah, what's wrong now? Like, you know, you're like,
right.
No, actually, you know, so now y'all going back and forth or whatever. I get it. That's normal.
Right.
I would call that, like, that's just normal. Now, you're not fighting. As long as you're not fighting me, I get it. It's an argument. It's a debate. We're trying to pull up facts. We're trying to pull up references.
Right.
But when you call me something, now I'm looking at the intention of the whole argument.
Now, right. where you trying to get at? Why I gotta be all that now?
Right.
Right. I'm not calling you out your name. I'm not
right.
doing that. I'm not
like,
putting
I
my hands
that.
On you, throwing stuff
this.
At you.
I
it's all right.
Huh?
Thank you.
Point of
yeah.
Facts.
Right.
Now I got kind of different. I'm like this. Oh, damn, I was coming at you trying to make a point, but now
mm-hmm.
you said something crazy about me out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, but then are you going to still back down to that level and then go that same direction, or are you going to rise above the occasion?
That's the part.
See,
it
look, look,
where
Najee,
you at now
Najee,
in the conversation.
Najee, I'll say, yo, this is my thing. I'll say, why are we even here? Why are we talking about that now? Let's go back to the point, and then I'll bring the conversation all the way back to where it started. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't get into the you with this, I'm a that. I don't get into that. I never call Jazz out her name. So now
that's not a thing that we even do. Like, I don't call him no bitch and hoe and nothing.
Yeah,
like
we don't do that.
So
it's
like,
but if she starts throwing kitchen sinks for no reason,
I'm
gonna be like, why are we talking about that now?
Because then, like,
so tell me go fuck this bitch.
Like,
why are we talking about that? Because they ain't got nothing to do with the point.
It's just like what Ty said. Like you said, you be in your moment, you having your peace or whatever, stuff like that, and then. You know, like, sometimes you just hear, you know when a person got an attitude about something. You can tell when something about to pop off. So now you're just like, ah, oh, like, damn, what now? Like, today, like, what I do now? Like,
right.
you always, you're just like, can I live? Like, that type of thing.
I get it. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not a builder-upper. I'm not going to let it fester. I'm not that type of person. I'm going to address it when it needs to be addressed. And that's just
it.
My character.
And
I don't care who I had a problem with. And that's the thing. She'd be like, man, don't say nothing to him. I was like, no, if I got an issue, I'm going to say it. Because I don't want it to fester. Because if it festers, I'm going
to
get upset.
Your battles. Because if I battle with you about every little thing that bothered me, you will be sick of me.
Keep
like,
me on my
you
square.
Will be sick of me.
No, keep me on my square.
Every morning, I'll be like, man, put the cap on the toothpaste. Man, put the toilet seat down. God damn it. Like, you would be sick of my lips. Like,
nah. When you do it, I'll be like, okay. You do say stuff like that. Oh, why you leave the toilet seat up?
I pick one day a month to say it. I'll be like, man, can you just make sure you flush the toilet? And then that'll be it. Like, I'll
right.
pick one day out the month.
But I've heard you say it multiple times. Flush the toilet. And I'm like, you know
you
what?
Know.
Have you ever seen me respond with, have you ever seen me? She's
what'd
never seen. Okay, what'd you say, Najee?
What'd you say?
Najee.
I put it on the calendar.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Najee? He said you put it on the calendar.
I put it on the calendar to make sure that was the day I said it. I ain't gonna say it again till next month around this time.
That's the bullshit day.
Like today we on today that
we
bullshit
got time.
Today.
Today
we got
time.
Today.
Nah,
I'm crossing the line today.
That may be how you handle it.
I'm crossing
but
the line
any,
today.
Anytime you ever address the thing about something I need to do, I just chuck it on the channel. Like, okay, I got you. Like when you say flush the toilet, I just be like, I don't respond with why the fuck you can't flush your toilet? Like, I don't say nothing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, peep your man, like the type of character. Like, I'm not on that.
I get it. You
if you say
not.
Correct something, I'll be like, yo, I'll stay on my square. Keep me on my square. I'm not tripping over it.
This is for the people that don't know, like, because Najee don't know. It's like, we've been together.
If I continue not giving her love and not showing her love the way she needs to be shown, she's going to do it or go find it somewhere else anyway. So it's either how do you want to be in a relationship?
I get that, but I'm just saying within the military or similar traveling careers, all that stuff you just said just happens a little more willy-nilly.
Right, and that's why I'm saying I can agree as a woman, as someone that's dealt with someone that was in a traveling career, and it definitely seemed like even though I was giving him what he needed, at no matter what was free on the road, no matter what was out there, he would try to knock it down. Like you said, he's just trying to knock it down.
What up?
What's going on?
What's up? Hey,
are you in the Air Force, right?
I was.
Okay, did you cheat?
No.
Okay.
We actually had a relationship where we were both kind of immature in it. It was new, but it was also something different. So therefore, we kind of fell in love with the idea of being married. I think, you know, and moved too fast. But at the same time, he was a great guy. You know, he's a good friend now. And we just moved too far. But in those times, we did progress into, you know, having, you know, relations with other people together. So, you know, it was kind of an open thing.
So the thing you're saying is not about you wasn't cheating because we both was understanding of it. So it's not cheating, but we was understanding we needed something else in different parts of the, like, from other people.
Right. Once you understand that people serve a different purpose in your life, and, you know,
facts.
Sometimes you can't get so caught up in, you know, what are you doing and what am I doing? It's all about that trust and having that partnership that says, okay, we sit down, we're going to have this communication. We're going to figure out what it is that we need to talk about, what it is that you like, what it is that I like, and you come to that compromise of, okay, this is where we're going to meet in the middle.
Right.
If you don't meet the middle, you know, it's just not going to work.
Exactly. Facts.
Gotcha. Okay. Understood.
Hey, Ty, what did you want to add, Ty?
I agree with what both of y'all said. It makes sense as far as, like, the affection. You know, I was here, but they're put in a more, like, hostile environment as far as, you know, being able to link around and be able to get that affection and stuff like that. I was actually out in where I could give it, and it still, I had to come to terms with myself. I wasn't ready to be in a relationship. I thought I was. I liked the idea, but the sacrifice, I wasn't ready for me.
Right.
So it was still conflicted, where I thought that I got kind of long distance relationship before, but I was still here going crazy because I ripped out of my not paying the thing to me. You know, so I was breaking it off with people that I knew that was going to leave. Military, it's more crazy. As soon as they get deployed, they out of here. They get 6 months at a time. And, you know, like, you can do that, but you might not be able to do it. So it don't necessarily make them a dog or a bad person.
Right.
They're not ready for commitment.
Right.
They need to know how to communicate that.
That part.
So,
communicate.
That's the part that be missing.
We understand, Jazz. We with you.
Yes, both jazzes.
I'm coming out here. Don't want nobody to break down. I was saying, you know, whatever.
But all right, so communication. This is one thing I think people misunderstand about communication is that communication is not always what's told. It's what's understood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can say something to you all day, but if you don't catch it, then it's never been communicated, the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, so me and Jazz having a conversation about on Love & Hip Hop, Safari and what's the girl name?
Erica's
relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you listen to him, he's actually telling her what's bothering him.
Uh-huh.
She ain't listening because something's bothering her. So it's not being communicated properly. It's not that he's not saying it, it's that she's not hearing it.